He had a little habit of finishing all meetings by saying, "Did the meeting serve your purpose?" I gambled a little bit, I suppose, but I had to be honest with him. And I said, "Well, not quite, Mr. Carlson." And he said, "Well, then tell me about it." Sat back to listen. I said, "Well, I think anyone who does this kind of job has to be above reproach. And therefore, I would have to treat the National Bank of Commerce the same way all the other banks were treated. So I wouldn't be able to tell you or anyone in the bank what the committees were recommending until all of the banks could be told, and then the bank would be told as just one of the members." See, I think I understand, young man. I said, "And also, Mr. Carlson, I'm going to need some legal advice, and I have no money at all to pay for it. The committee structure is all voluntary. Everyone is paying their own expenses, so we have no budget or no anticipation of having any." And he said, "I understand, young man." He said, "Excuse me a moment." He picked up the telephone, dialed a number, and explained to somebody what I was doing. Then I realized he had called the managing partner in the bank's outside law firm. And he said, "I want you to give Mr. Hawk all the assistance he needs from a legal standpoint, and you're to tell me nothing about it or anyone else in the bank. It's to be entirely confidential between you and Mr. Hawk. And if for any reason the banks collectively are unable to pay your bill, it will be taken care of by the National Bank of Commerce." And he looked back at me and said, "Did the meeting serve your purpose?" Well, it not only served my purpose, which I told him with enormous thanks, but I had never been treated that way in my entire life. And I left that meeting dedicated to the idea that I would never do anything to let him down, that I would do my utmost to validate his confidence in me.